Pound it or?
Pound it or?
Oh, drive it. Mm-hmm. Drive it, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And in the past of that, you would say yesterday I
drove a nail.
Right, and I have.
Have driven one.
Okay. We were talking about things around the house. Say if you had some children over to spend the night, and you might put down something on the floor where they would sleep. Mm-hmm. What would you call that?
Call it a pallet. I think that's what, I know that's what we used to call it.
That's
I don't know why that's what everybody in this area called it.
I ran into that a lot.
Yeah.
What was it made of? Was it just some kind of mattress?
Well, usually, if you had an extra one, you could put that down, but usually it was just some quilts or something like that that you'd put on the floor.
Right.
It doesn't sleep too good.
Right.
But now the kids, when they go spend the night, they take their sleeping bags.
Right.
But you know, they are a bit thicker than like what you used to put 2 or 3 quilts down on the floor. It's all the same, I'd say.
I got a friend, when he comes down to see me, he just puts down a blanket on the floor and sleeps that way. He likes a hard floor to sleep on. Doesn't have to worry about rolling out of bed.
Well, that's a nice company to have, isn't it?
Not much trouble at all. Or say this expression, if a farmer expected a big crop, he might say, well, I think we'll get a big crop because the soil is very just something to describe really good soil. That soil is
Oh, the soil is very fertile.
Right. Sure.
I really didn't understand what you said.
Yes, we're talking about different types of land. Is there anything in particular you would call like low-lying land that's maybe been flooded at one time but and plowed up later?
Well, a long time ago, people used to plant in the swamp on that. And that would be low-lying land.
You could reclaim some of that swamp land?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you had a... Well, we've got a place on the river up there that had been... The field had been cleaned out. And Daddy used to plant up there, vegetables and things. You didn't have to use any fertilizer because the river, that was before the days of the dams, you know, and the river would rise every spring nearly and bring topsoil down, and you didn't have to fertilize it. It was very fertile. The land.
Is bottom land similar to that?
Yes, I guess you'd call it could be.
We call that land you're talking about bottom land?
No, we didn't call. We just called it in swamp. Yeah, I don't know.
Do you have any bottom land around here that you know of?
No, I don't. I mean, I told you yesterday everything and everybody is so timber. Conscious around here that they don't cut a tree or anything, and you've got to clear up land if you're going to farm, you know.
Well, say a piece of land is not used for anything except cutting grass off of, maybe for hay or something like that. What would you call a piece of land like that?
I guess it would be a pasture.
Do you ever hear people around here use the word meadow or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Don't hear that. Do you have any idea what you would call, say, a place along the ocean that's covered at high tide, maybe grass grows in it?